One question to reflect upon as we walk through this. Do you believe? Jesus is asking all of us in this gospel reading, do you believe in him, that he is the Son of God? He's preaching throughout the whole of Galilee, the Holy Land, as we see it today. And his word is spreading rapidly. People are excited. You can almost feel the excitement in Nazareth. He's going home to where he came from. And he stands and is handed the scroll, and he teaches. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. And everybody's looking at him. What's he going to say? Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Do you believe? The next part of this passage, if we kept going, is the leaders of the synagogue want to throw him off a cliff. For 2,000 years, we've been able to hear and see the stories. We know the truth. We do believe. He's here to save us and give us strength. In that first reading from Ezra, from Nehemiah, Ezra the priest is teaching. And interesting enough, parallel, he is handed a scroll. And on that scroll, he is reading and teaching the people in Jerusalem. Now understand the picture. They have been exiled from Jerusalem for 70 years, the Babylonian exile, and they're now returning. That's a good part of why were the people of the community weeping while he was reading. They haven't heard these words in 70 years, or they have never heard them before, because generations have passed and it touched their hearts. And also, he was reading the law, Deuteronomy probably, and that is the law of the Jewish people. And they learned what they were not doing and felt remorse. But what did Nehemiah and Ezra do for us at the end of that reading? No, do not weep. Do not be sad. Rejoice. Be joyful in the Lord. Go eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks. Rejoice, I say. And the one part of that reading is they built a platform for Ezra to talk, to teach from, to read from. Kind of familiar, huh? I've been able to go to a lot of different churches throughout up in the Northeast and in New York and some overseas, and they have that pulpit way up high. You have to walk up steps to get there to proclaim the word. What do we do as Catholic Christians in our proclamation of the word? We just did it. We prayed and glorified God through the gospel acclamation, where we say and sing, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. What does that mean? Come to attention, stand up, be joyful. You're about to hear the word of God. Jesus Christ is coming and is going to teach us through his word. Alleluia. So we're to go out and be joyful and rejoicing as our Christian faith calls us, and our relationship with Jesus Christ and growing it and strengthening it. Help us build our belief. Paul, in that second reading, is telling us every single one of us has a gift. We've been given a gift from God. We're all parts of the big body. And each and every single one of us, from the infant to the older, have an incredible, important part to play. How do we build that faith up? How do we build our belief? How do we build our ability to know what that calling is? We have to be in relationship with each other. We have to build it through great things that are offered. One very simple thing that I have found incredibly valuable to me is to read the readings for Sunday before we come to Mass. Read them a couple times throughout the week to prepare your heart for this beautiful day. We also have many things that we can do within our parish. Steve is leading a beautiful ministry of the music, and you can come and proclaim the Lord through your music gift. Men, pay attention. The men's Building the Brotherhood of Christ Day of Renewal is Saturday, February 15th. It will be held in the parish center. This year, our theme is Do Not Be Afraid, Trust and Surrender to the Lord. We'll start at 8:15 in the parish center. We'll feed you breakfast. We'll feed you lunch. We'll end with Mass here at 5 o'clock. During the day, we will pray together. We will have adoration. We will have reconciliation so we can become stronger in our relationship with Christ. Ladies, you're not left out because the Ladies' Day is on Saturday, March 1st. Probably going to be the first event here in our new space. Pray that that happens. But we have many opportunities that we can grow in our faith through the Bible studies and all the different parts to help us strengthen our personal relationship with Christ and to help us in our own beliefs. Amen.